Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Did you know that there is a very unique event, situation, foundation located near Corning? Well, perhaps you recall that I visited with Sandra Leininger several times, and Sandra is the director for the French Icaria Foundation and all of the development that's happening in that area. We can talk a bit more about Icaria and its foundation, but I wanted today to mostly talk about an event that Linda Marek and I just attended last Saturday at Icaria. It was a high tea. So it was interesting. It was fun. It was an education. Lots of things happening. Well, let's start with the fun part. Because it was a high tea, they invited mostly women, but there were some men there. But and I don't know that the men wore hats, but the women were invited to wear hats, as folks always did to high tea. And just as a side note, you know, it was about the same, I think it was the same day as the Kentucky Derby, where hats are a big thing too. But anyhow, back to Icaria. And in addition, of course, we had really good food because of this high tea. So I want to mention the food. It was served in three courses. The first one had three different kinds of sandwiches, you know, small tea size one, egg salad, chicken salad and a croissant, and then a little round of swirl bread with some herb cheese and a cucumber. All delicious. And then there was a break. And, of course, the first thing that came around, I should mention, is tea and a big plate of nicely sliced lemons. Because it is tea, you have to have tea to drink if you wanted to. Of course, there was also water, but not coffee. Okay, so the second course included scones. And there were two kinds of scones along with, and some people go, oh, I don't know, rhubarb jam. And I'm not a rhubarb fan. But let me tell you, the rhubarb jam was delicious. And also with Devonshire cream. The one of the things that's happening there at the Colony, at the foundation, is that they are working on a label for food. And the rhubarb jam is one of the things that they hope to develop to sell. And if that comes about, let me tell you, you want to try it out. Okay, so that was our second course, and then we had a little break and learned more about all kinds of tea. And then the third course, of course, had to be dessert. And there was a raspberry brownie, and there was an almond cake, and then fresh strawberries with orange cream. Instead of dipping in chocolate, you dipped in the orange. All very delicious. And I don't think I've ever had strawberries dipped in the orange. You know, chocolate is so traditional with that. Let me tell you, it was delicious. And then I remembered I really like chocolate and orange. So I tried a little of that orange cream with the chocolate brownie. Yummy. So that whole food experience was yummy. I guess interesting and yummy. And all the food prepared there in Corning locally. Then here's the another fun part was that they had a contest for the hats and just invited people to the front of the room who wanted to be judged by the audience in terms of their hat. And there was one for unique, one for whimsy, and one for fancy. Those were the three categories. And people just went up and, you know, had their hats. But the best part of it turned out to be not necessarily the hat itself, but the story that each person was asked to give about the hat that she wore. They were funny. They were sincere. There was the whole range of stories. And as far as I was concerned, that was one of the really good highlights because it was the story each person told about the hat. Some of them were quite old. One of them was covered with peacock feathers, and I believe it was the person's grandmother who had raised peacocks and covered this hat with the peacock feathers. Another was just a big old, one of those old-fashioned straw garden hats, but the lady's daughter had decorated it, and it was decorated enormously, and this lady carried it off with panache. There was one that came from Paris and one that came from a lady in northern Canada. Just the stories were fantastic, and just, you know, you just sort of got acquainted with the person. Now, in addition to all of that, I was fortunate enough to sit beside a woman whose mother kind of started all of this being important and saying we need to keep the history of the Icarian colony. And many of those descendants still live in the area, although the colony disbanded after 50 years. There are many people living in the area and across the United States who grew up or were a part of that whole society. A couple of interesting things. I thought one of the lady with the big garden hat had lived in one of the houses. This was after the colony had disbanded, but of course houses were there. And I believe she said she was born in one of those houses. Probably there was a bit of remodeling to that house because when the houses were built, there were no kitchens. One of the things that this colony did was to eat together. There was a communal gathering spot for meals. And so the houses were built without kitchens. And hearing the stories about how some of the descendants get together, really want to maintain this history, was really fascinating. There were several people in the room who were descendants and who had stories to tell about their relationships with the people who came before. One of the ladies said that she went to school in one of the Icarian schoolhouses. Now, by the time she went to school there, it was no longer the colony, but the schoolhouse still existed, and so she went to school. So there were these ties with the people we can see and hear and know about their history today, and that I think that all made that very fascinating. So the uniqueness about this, there were a number of utopian societies that were established and in other countries and in the United States, but the last community of Icarians was located just outside of Corning, and they disbanded voluntarily in 1898, and they had been in this location for 46 years. They actually came to the United States a few years earlier and kind of traveled here, and it was the longest-lived non-religious communal living experiment in American history. So we have a really important part of American history right next door to us, and I think really worthy of learning more about. Now, they have big plans for this. Right now, there's just the cemetery, of course, which is located in the area where all of this is going on. A schoolhouse, which was used by Icarians, but had to be moved to these grounds, and the communal dining hall. Those are the three items that are in place at this point. But they have big plans for building some of those homes as a model of the way the homes were. It's a place where there's a huge view, a long view, and they want to put an amphitheater, a natural amphitheater in, and they have the logical location for that. So many, many plans looking ahead. Now, it is a place that people from around the world, the United States visit. The day before, on Friday, they'd had a big bus tour there and had lunch there. And so, you know, as a group, you could go there to visit and have a lunch. One of the things that's happening in that communal dining room is that they're putting in a full kitchen. To date, they have to prepare the food in an off-site licensed kitchen, but they will soon have a full kitchen so they can do even more meals, and they will also loan it out as a kitchen. If you want to develop a recipe and market it, it will be a kitchen where you can do that. So lots of things in the works for this French Icarian village just east of Corning. As we mentioned, the folks who established this came to the United States in 1848, and of course the whole settlement was disbanded in 1898. It was developed by a Frenchman who said one of the tenets of this Icarian society is do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Do to others the good that you wish for yourself. All must be as brothers, living each for all and all of each, and several other tenets. You can go online to French Icarian Colony and find out more if you'd like. And until next time, just an added thought. A loving person lives in a loving world. A hostile person lives in a hostile world. Everyone you meet is in your mirror.